96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Friday, June 16th. And it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host today as we have a discussion on the duty of care. And you may say, what do you mean by the duty of care? Because I actually talk about religion today, right? I'm talking about Christianity today. And I am asking whether the Christian council has a duty of care of shepherding, policing the Christianity of us in the Bahamas. It's a big topic. It's an odd topic. It's a topic that is hard to explain. But there's a reasoning for my madness. And I say, I'm going to hash that out. And I beg you pardon that you allow me to explain exactly what it is that I'm trying to say. Right? But the overarching topic is, does the Christian council owe Bahamians a duty of care regarding shepherding, policing various churches in the Bahamas? So I'll start with this. Recently, this is gossip, but this is true. No gossip, that is true, but you can't talk it. The Anglican Church has removed APRA of their church. Just up and moving them, saying, no, you can't be no director here no more. You gotta go. And of course, it came as a shock where there's rumors and rumblings as, what the heavens happened? Why you move the priest so? However, the Anglican Church has structure. And you say, what do you mean the Anglican Church have structure? A structure meaning that they have a bishop who has a duty of care to make sure that the church is run properly and that no priest can run and rule any kind of way and without any consequences. They have a duty of care, right? And I'm here scrolling my phone because there's something. Oh, yeah, I found it right here. No. There is something that I want to read out loud. And of course, I have Erin Green. She stayed back for me because I was talking to her beforehand to say, Erin, I really want to touch this topic. You know, I want to touch this topic and hash it out publicly, air it out publicly, because I said it's for too long. We as Bahamians have been watching these controversy happen to us without someone saying, man, no, something is wrong with that. And as I search my phone, I'm going to bring in Erin Green in and say this, right? Once upon a time, there was a pastor who was accused of abusing a young church member, female, right? The pastor was arrested, charged, and was found guilty. He was found guilty of taking advantage of a person that was in his care. That was the charge. He was in charge for any kind of assault or anything, but breaching the duty of care he would have had for the young girl. Okay. But the Christian council was mum about it because the good pastor was able to come and open up his church back, and of course the members came in. Even after finding out that the pastor or the pastor wife confessed that they used to do things inside the church hall anyway. But that's not here nor there. I'm building up a story. And again, I beg you to be patient with me. Recently, I came across an ad. So I'm going to the story now. I'm still looking for the ad though. Recently, I came across an ad that advertised from a particular church that said that this pastor can teach Christians how to speak in tongues. I want that settle in. I want you to understand what the pastor is announcing. That this pastor was advertising, it's a big ad. She has a whole, the person, I almost reveal, because you know you can't be talking to people. The person has an entire school. A entire school that is teaching people how to talk in tongues. That's one of the courses. And how to be a prophet, how to prophesy. See, I don't know. Or see, if I can read it, I can take a picture of it so I can send it to Erin so she could read this. Right? Take a picture right there, Erin. Forward to you, Erin. Phone working slow, so forgive me, Erin. It teaches people how to be a prophet, Erin. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure exactly what a prophet is, but a person who prophesies. Mm-hmm. Right? And I send it there. So you can, as soon as you get them downloaded, kindly read the advertisement for this church. Right? Right. You got it ready? Okay, thanks. So I start the conversation now because it's taken me a while to find the ad. Well, go ahead, Erin.
Prophetess Dr.
No, don't call a name.
What is the ad?
Yeah, but they sometimes show spells, and I can't turn to no goat. So I appreciate you don't call the name. But you could read everything else. You know why? I ain't no Long Island person.
All right, so...
Go ahead, thanks.
Prophetic Seers and Deliverance, Training for Reigning. Topics include removing witchcraft, curses, and spells.
Pause there. This prophet is going to train people how to remove... What are they going to move again?
Witchcraft, curses, and spells.
That's a course. You can learn that and make money off. Because you know they're charging you. This is not free. It's not a free course. To take off the witchcraft off of you. You can excommunicate demons. And I know that you all know, because you all be a Christian nation, we know that our Lord exorcised some demons out of a man who was possessed, like a whole legion of them, and put in some pigs. But this prophecy, they could teach you how to do that. Go ahead, what else that you can learn from this school?
Exposing unexplainable demonic attacks.
There are a number of churches of late, all this deliverance church. I call them not established church. My stepfather said they juk church, right? Some of them now blessed the government that's in the host assembly now to say that they prophesied that they'll win the election. Mm-hmm. Are now having sermons about demons, nothing about coming to Christ. But they preach a demonology philosophy that we need to be concerned that the Bahamas is overrun by demons. Go ahead.
How to pray tongues of fire, tongues of angels, and more.
See, this is the part I was talking about earlier, right? Not just talk how to speak in tongues, but to talk to angels. Lord, there's a prophet out there who can teach Bahamians how to communicate with angels, right? Go ahead, Erin. You want to comment on that, or when we continue to read?
I can continue to read. I would like you to know, though, that I do have commentary.
You do have commentary.
Yes. You let me know when I could comment.
You know, I can let you comment soon, but I want my listening audience to hear what this school
is teaching. Saying that it will teach.
Because I won't go back to the Christian Council. All this is not necessarily the prophet, you know. But the Christian Council and their silence regarding what I call policing churches.
But I have a question for you.
Go ahead, ask a question.
I'm not sure if now is the time for the question.
Then leave the question alone.
Because I feel like you've been biased.
No. Because I can talk about how the Catholic Church is exercising demons too, but I ain't going to bring that up yet.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't sure because I don't like their tone.
No. But I want you to continue.
How to hear the voice of God accurately.
I'm going to pause here because I want to understand that accurately. You tell me, read that again.
How to hear the voice of God accurately.
I just pray, Erin. I don't know if you know that. I just pray often. I pray, say, Lord, you know, cover me. I say, Lord, sometimes hold my tongue because I like talk too much. I say, Lord, bless my family. bless my children, bless my good wife, right? Mm-hmm. Bless me that I don't walk down that broad road of sinful things, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes I just hear God say, son, I got you. Sometimes I hear God and just feel the presence of Lord saying, Cecil, this is, you should be not doing this. Don't do it, Cecil. Don't talk about sadness. Anyway, let me go from there. Leave that man from getting who get fired alone. Sometimes.
No, but don't talk about the beige computers, definitely.
No. And I'm now learning that there is a school in the Bahamas who can make sure I'm hearing God properly, because I might have not heard God properly before.
Yeah. Like, you may hear him, but you may not quite understand what he's saying.
Like, he's talking code. And I need a code cracker. I need an interpreter. I cannot go to God for myself.
But the more important question is, why?
I need an intercessor.
Why would God come to you? But that's far too many questions. Another thing that they teach you.
Yes, please, because you're trying to confuse me.
Understanding dreams.
Now, when I was younger, because I attended a Baptist church when I was younger. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I told you that, even though I go to an Anglican church now, right? When I was younger, I was told that only certain people can interpret dreams. But if you go and seek out a dream book, if you go to certain people and they interpret your dreams, that's divination.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And divination ain't no good thing. It's a thing when you say, now, Lord, you're doing witchcraft. And these people, the good prophet, is advertising these things. And I'm questioning, when I was younger, we used to call this thing witchcraft. And I don't know witchcraft because I is scary.
Yeah, I only...
I just read about it.
That's against the law.
I only read about it, right? But what are the courses there for the school?
That's the list of courses.
Okay. There's a link there, and I'm going to send you the link shortly, which tells the price, because there ain't no cheap price, to learn these skills, this trade, to access this power, right?
I don't just pay my tithes?
No, tithes is separate. That's the tithes is God money. They just spend it. And in the ATM machine, you got to withdraw it. Because they have an ATM machine in the churches now. I'm not sure if you knew that too. Various churches have ATM machines. You just go to your money. You can't say you're short. So when they have in the 6 and 7 offering collection, you
hold
go
on.
To the
you,
ATM.
You can't have a liquor store near a school, but you could have an ATM machine in a church?
You can't deny God his money. And if you can't say you left at home, you get your ATM card. And I know you have some commentary, but this is my concern.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
I believe that our Christian council is failing us. They are purposely casting a blind eye and allowing the Bahamas to go down the slippery slope to hell. Because they see the things that I see. In fact, they read the things that I read. In fact, they're not even bringing it up inside their own church and say, well, I can't speak for that person. However, flock, as your shepherd, I can tell you, that's demonic!
But Mr. Nuri, how could the Christian council turn to a church and tell them that they can't teach people about or teach people how to remove witchcraft curses and spells if the Catholic Church says that it can remove witchcraft curses and spells? I don't think it's fair.
Upon my rock, he said. That's why they could do it. Upon my rock, I shall build this church, was said.
See, this is a...
So who am I to question them?
This is a tricky balance here, right?
Go ahead.
Because this, I think not just the Christian Council, I think, has a ethical and a moral duty to stand as watchdogs, right? To ensure that members of the Christian church in the Bahamas are not being taken advantage of by unscrupulous, corrupt, or deviant religious leaders, right? I think they have an ethical and a moral duty. I'm not sure. I haven't read the legislation, the rules, the constitution of the organization, the Christian Council, so I don't know if they technically have like a statutory duty, but surely they do the statutory duty, I think, to ensure that Bahamians are not taken advantage of by unethical spiritual practices or unethical spiritual leaders, right? But that has to be balanced with the rights you have as a citizen, the right to the freedom of association, the right to the freedom of conscience, and the right to the freedom of expression, right? You got these three rights. And so this is a tricky space because you can't, first of all, you can't tell people they must believe what you say they must believe. You just can't. But go on.
But surely you can preach on it. You can't dictate. You can't dictate exactly what people can believe in because there's different interpretation of Christianity.
But this, sure, right, this is what I'm right? saying.
But there are biblical scriptures that tells you precepts. That's the word I'm looking for. That tell you exactly. Hey, you can't do this.
But if the Catholic Church could do it, why another church? Why would you prevent another church from doing it? You got to prevent all churches from doing it.
Then a Christian wants me to speak against them too.
In fact, I would challenge it to say if Obeah is illegal, right? If y'all say that Obeah, indigenous spiritual and cultural practices can be deemed illegal, right, and have a penalty attached to it, then we have to consider whether these practices within various Christian churches are the same thing in actuality and whether they need to be outlawed as well.
I like to point this, that Obeah is illegal in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
African spirituality, right?
African and indigenous spiritual practice and cultural practices.
Right? But the practices that is being done in various Christian churches, openly, not hidden, is very similar to what one would have said is Obeah.
Right, because I think what people would assume is Obeah, right? They say, oh, they practice Obeah in that church, that ain't no real church. I don't think what they're practicing is actually what is defined as Obeah. I don't think so at all.
See, I'm concerned. I remember once upon a time, right? We talk about the Catholic Church. Once upon a time, there was an accusation about a priest, a foreign priest in the Catholic Church. He, when I say foreign, he was an Anglo-American and a Bohemian, accused him publicly in the church during the service, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it caused a chaos inside the church. How dare he interrupt the service? And the man said, I am in pain. This is what happened. And this particular priest did whatever it is, right? I know a group called the Holy See. I don't know if people understand what a Holy See is. It's like the police arm, I'm told, of the Catholic Church. They came for the priest. They came for the priest and take him out of the Bahamas and take him to wherever they carry wayward priests.
Somewhere further south.
Put him in a different country. Anyway, they take him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then I'm looking at the Christian Council. Right? And we had a number of pastors accused of molesting, bordering, having intercourse. I mean, they confessed. The wife said, man, yes, we do this thing in the altar all the time.
Mm-hmm.
When they put the blue light, that's the blue light, right? Or the black light?
The black light with the blue.
Yeah. When they put the black light, stains all over the car. Oh, Lord have mercy. Aaron, you don't understand.
No, I appreciate what you said.
And this was public knowledge, reference, and not a soul. I mean, I know, as a Christian person, you can't be judging people, right? You can't say, well, senior pastor, doctor, reverend, right? Yeah, go ahead. You can't be doing this inside your pulpit. You know, you do this, it may be in a church bus, you know, but not on the pulpit.
Mm-hmm.
But I have a caller here. Let's see if we can get this caller. Caller, can you hear me?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Blessings to you.
How you doing, Mr. Nuri?
Blessings to you, man.
Yeah, I know. What happened? I thought of it. He was going to answer the phone. I was shocked. Good morning again, Aaron Green.
Morning.
Yeah, first of all, the Christian Council. But first of all, the article you, which you read? That thing you read?
The flyer for the services.
The flyer, I try to remember that. Yeah. Right, that's a cult, Mr. Nuri.
No, you can't be calling no church no cult.
Because, I mean, technically, you could call a church a cult.
Because you remember when Christianity was a cult?
Right.
Mr. Nuri,
and so it couldn't be a bad thing, right?
It can't be a bad thing, because Christianity was a cult before.
Mr. Nuri, can you allow me to express myself, please?
Yeah, but it's my show still.
I know.
Yeah, that's why you got to be patient. Be patient, because remember I have the hold button and the pause button.
So that's why I ain't cut you off,
but you got to be nice to me, so I don't do that. So, okay, Mr. Nuri.
I'm nice to you. I'm nice to you.
That's why you got
to
pause. You got to pause.
Okay, let me pause.
There you go. Amen. I'm on a wicket today, and while I'm on this wicket, I got to score some points. I can let you talk. Remember, that's the C.A. Nuri show.
No problem.
Amen. But go ahead.
You can play a good game, a bomb, a game like that. Yep. That's my point. But secondly, like I said, the Christian Council, my main point is the Christian Council is the advisor to the government.
No.
No, where you get that from?
No.
You could read their mandate.
No, just watch this. I like that point. I think that's an interesting point. I wanted to get to that with Mr. Nuri, because I think that Mr. Nuri is imported into the Christian Council a function that they themselves don't think that they have.
Right.
The Christian Council does not operate as if it is the watchdog or has an obligation to protect members of the Christian Church.
Right. They are the pulse, not only to the government, they are the pulse to the state and advise the state on certain things. I agree with you. They don't jump on the major things they supposed to be jumping on. Because if you look at, we had it when it started back in the, I think, I started to be corrected somewhere in the 70s under the Lincoln government, they were pointed out to be, I use this word again, the advisor to the government and also on state issue. Because if you go back to history, you know, issues and other type of issue of controversy, that's been Bishop Elkin. You know Bishop Elkin, right?
Yeah. Former Anglican bishop.
Right. He didn't raise some point on that. But I was commenting from that time. I wrote about it from that time. That's why I can tell you that. So that's what the Christian Council go. They cherry pick.
It's not even that. They are a political...
Thank you very much right there.
All right.
They are a political lobby organization. Their function is to lobby the government to ensure that Christian doctrine is entrenched as policy in the government's work, in their platforms.
Aaron, I just sent you a link. I want you to read some of the courses there, the narrative of the courses, but don't call the good prophet's name, because they label everything. They put their pictures on everything like that MP of yesterday, right? But one of my concerns is, and this is why I'm bringing this conversation up, because I'm concerned about the Christian Council and what they allow to happen, how they're allowing churches to prey on Christian people without preaching and using their platform to help keep us safe.
To help people discern, to bring clarity, and to make transparent things that are not transparent.
Yes.
All right.
Because, like I said, we've had pastors accused, brought in cases, and no one spoke out to say, hey, you know, you hear, but they're going to visit them inside the prison, you know? Mm-hmm. But I said, what about the victims? But okay, read the list of courses. There's a couple of them. Do your best, and like I said, don't reveal the name.
There's a School of Faith. It's a ministry designed to introduce and reintroduce the foundational faith doctrine and belief of the Christian Church. As students engage the School of Ministry, students will understand the true meaning of Christianity. School of the Elite Spirit.
See, the first one I cool with, but now this is an Elite Spirit class. Go ahead.
This ministry is designed to teach each student higher levels of thought in the realm of the spirit. Students will be empowered to seek out greater dimensions in the realm of the spirit. Students will learn the purpose and the ministry of the Holy Spirit and how he is essential in the workings and demonstration of every aspect of ministry. This school will seek to activate every student in his or her area of ministry by encouraging students to fulfill the definite call, divine call of God on their lives. As students engage the courses in this program, each student will gain a deeper understanding of the person of the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit operates and functions as an agent of God here on earth and in the life and ministry of every believer.
I go with that class too, and mind you, I'm thinking and trying to compare it to seminary schools of the Anglicans and the Catholics and the Methodists, you know? And this seminary school just seems different.
Yeah,
it's interpretive.
Like you say, the course description itself seems okay. Why is it called the elite spirit? That's the thing that concerns me.
They have semi-spirits. But definitely spirits are involved.
The school of prayer, school of spiritual warfare.
Let's talk about that.
This ministry is designed to teach on the dynamics of prayer and its effective impact in spiritual warfare. This school of thought seeks to introduce every participant to prayer, one of the most powerful weapons, if executed properly, in the life of the believer. It will teach the dynamics of spiritual warfare and the ongoing battle in the realm of spirit against good and evil, darkness and light, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of the devil. As students engage this course, students will be able to identify the enemy that they are fighting, his method of warfare, how to engage in spiritual warfare to win, and how to advance the kingdom of God. I just want to say I'm glad that they said his weapons. I just like that.
Yeah,
his weapons, yeah. I also...
Go ahead.
No.
No,
I can
no.
keep reading.
Yeah, you can continue to
I
read. Just,
I wanted to look right? at the text line, but I'm glad you're not letting me look at it.
Good.
School of the Prophets and the Prophetic.
There's a school to make you be a prophet. Read that for me, too.
This ministry is designed to teach each participant about the ministry of the prophets, the types of prophets, and the administration of the prophetic anointing in the body of Christ. Further, this school is designed to bring clarity and understanding to the calling, preparation, and the release of true prophets as servants of God to the body of Christ. This school will seek to reveal the fivefold ministry giftings of the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers, and their functions in the body of Christ.
What I want to know is why the prophets always have gloom and doom. Can something good be prophesied? So, you know, the Bahamas is a blessed nation, and this year everybody will be rich. Why always got to be hurricane coming, earthquake coming, death and destruction? Is nothing good about
because the good prophet class always fall on the holiday weekend. Ain't nobody going.
That's what it is. Eh?
Yeah, we always fall on holiday weekend.
Aaron. There's a particular church that every Sunday, the church exorcised demons. The demons seek out the church. Because I know if I was a demon, I ain't going to no church to be exorcised.
Listen, I've watched Ghostbusters. I've watched Ghostbusters. You can't just release demons. I know that. I didn't have to go to a class. You have to contain them somehow.
But my point is, the demons seek out the church.
Mm-hmm.
Right? To be exercised. They lock the church door so you can't go. This is my question to you.
You can't go, but I watch it goes 1, 2, and 3.
The question I want to ask you, mm-hmm. when you exercise the demon, where does the demon go?
Into someone who didn't take the class. To know how to handle demon. It's someone who didn't take the class is going to...
I see you struggling.
No, I'm not struggling. I watch Ghostbusters.
You see, with the Ghostbusters, they had some kind of trap to capture the thing.
A containment device. Because science.
Because I watched the YouTube videos, so there's no containment device.
And look here, we've been a little... However, the scripture... Repeat the scripture you read earlier in the show, the story about when Jesus cast the demons out of the man and they went into the swine.
But they asked to go into the swine, eh?
No, I don't think they asked.
They didn't ask to go into the swine?
I don't think so.
You just put them there? They had to go someplace?
Yeah.
This text says...
I, as you note, I have not been to the class.
I see.
Yeah.
There's even a class to spiritually lose weight. They cast the demon of fatness.
Why didn't put that on the flyer?
Because it's a different flag. Cast out the demon of fatness out of you.
Would that be the school of healing and miracles?
I don't know.
That school is designed to teach each student about the activity that ensues in the realm of the spirit. Further, the school will expose how God moves supernaturally in the lives of his people in ministry through angelic assistance. Students will learn about God's holy angels and how we can walk levels of spiritual authority in order to bring forth blessings, breakthroughs, and miracles.
We get a callie here. Hold on, call a hang up. So anyway, this text says, good morning, Mr. Nuri. On the defense of the Christian Council, on the issue that you speak, the president continues to speak out on the issues we face today. But when the press only given the public what will give them rating, the truth from the Christian Council would remain silent. So this person is saying, it ain't the Christian Council being silent. It's the press who's not reporting what the Christian Council is doing.
Texter, send me a link to the Christian Council's website so that I could find their newsletters and their regular
releases.
They
ain't got no website.
Perhaps they do and we don't know. Maybe they have a Facebook page.
The Christian Council don't have no Facebook page.
Good morning, caller.
A pleasant good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning, sir.
And Mr. Nuri.
Blessings to you.
If you give me a moment here to ask a question that keeps confusing me when it comes down to the church and Christianity. As a youngster growing up reading the Bible and being in church and being all on the altar and everything in the Anglican church, serving reverently with all the different reverends that I served under, I'm still confused because when I read the story of Jesus, the Son of God on earth during his time, he was sent by his Father to preach the gospel to the people, to help the people. I understand that story. He wasn't trained, didn't go to no school or nothing like that. At 12 years old, he was in the temple questioning in the high priest's point there. They couldn't understand where this young man come through with all this doggone knowledge. And they asked the parents, what manner of child is this? Today, I see the so-called Christian religion or organization as a big business entity. The sole purpose is making money. Where these people who refer to themselves as Christians, they are pushing their religion on people as if it is the one and only true religion. Where they even take time out to go to universities, just like any other university, to learn architecture, where they go to study the Holy Bible to get themselves prepared for a career of making money off the name of God and Jesus. When they come back with a PhD or a doctorate in theology, they ascend and starting with these tents on the end of the corner. And within 5 years, without help of the bank, they build a cathedral. And they spend the rest of their life with all the most beautiful garments in the world, the most prettiest hats and fanciest car, with the first lady and second lady and the third lady, preaching this thing called Christianity as if it's the only one and true religion. For the sole purpose of what I see of making money. Where people even within months or two make themselves bishops. And when I don't want to look at what the word bishop is supposed to be somebody in charge of multitude of churches under one ruler.
So I'll investigate all of that. And I appreciate you calling. I see you have another caller there. Let's patch that caller through, producer. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Godly day to start getting away.
How you doing,
along
Jeremy?
With you, Nuri. And of course, again to Aaron.
Thank you.
Godly day. You know, we need justice, law, and order in this country, the Bahamas. But I want to say something. First, let me ask you a question, Nuri. What's your objective of this show today?
The conversation is addressed to the Christian Council.
Say it again?
The conversation is addressed to the Christian Council.
What happened to the Christian Council? I can hardly hear you.
This morning raises the question of whether the Bahamas Christian Council is operating according, whether the Christian Council is fulfilling a function in the country, whether it has a duty of care to Christians in the country to protect them from unscrupulous actors in the religious community. And if they do, are they fulfilling, are they living up to that obligation?
Well, I can tell you something, you know. I can explain the Revelation, right? Speak of, you would be blessed if you read that book.
Okay.
Now, so, in other words, what I'm saying, the scripture also says, study to show yourself approved unto God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, ain't nobody can teach you that. You have to study, okay? And the scripture also say, when the Holy Spirit come upon you, it tells you about the beautiful works you would do. So, in other words, you got to continue studying, you got to believe, and you got to, in all your getting, get understanding. I remember years back when I was oh, Lord, this word always getting away from me. See, when you used to go around being on the street reach and stuff like that, I used to study scripture a lot, right? Of course, when I was in Arkansas, our house used to be the church. So, you know, it just caused me to study. I love study. I love the books, okay? Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what type of book. But I say all of that to say this, right? One day, I was praying for a guy, and this guy could hardly talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember what the scripture says about what Christ Jesus had done in order for the man which was unable to
make it
speak, right? What causes him to speak? And I used the same words, right? And I said to him, when he couldn't bring out his word. See, and then you got to be focused in the Word of God. And nobody could teach you that.
Nobody could teach you that. And I agree with you, Bremer. Nobody's supposed to be the teacher. But this is a school, and the school teaches this. Aaron, I want to ask you this. Do you believe in church magic? Or do you believe that there exists something called church magic?
No.
There are,
mind you, I wanted to ask you, Christians seem to be singling out particular sex, S-E-C-T-S,
mm-hmm.
right? When at communion, Christians say that they drink the blood and eat the flesh of Christ.
What's wrong with drinking the blood and eating the flesh of Christ?
I mean, there's nothing wrong. I don't have a problem. If y'all don't have a problem with it, I don't have a problem with it.
I tried to trash it now.
I'm just saying. I just throwing it out.
I might have to cast you inside some kind of lake.
not Kalani.
I just said it.
Not
listening.
But I wanted to throw that in there, right? Like,
but let me let you something. Let me let you know. Do you know, as a Baptist Anglican, in quotes, right, I'm not allowed to take communion in a Catholic church? They don't want me share the body of God, the body of Christ, and drink his blood for nothing.
No,
that's for them.
No, because you don't believe what they believe.
But I taught it for Christians.
No, it's for Catholics. As far as Catholics are concerned, they are the Christians.
And everybody else.
Is a non-Christian. Because would you say the one true rock? Don't throw a rock.
Yeah.
That's what I thought you said.
See? All of this we got to discuss. Like, how dare you say I can't take the body of Christ.
And at your own church, where you believe what they believe. But if you have not been, the communion.
That's why we don't invite
in
Catholics
the Catholic
to places. And call back. I saw you just now. The next thing I am concerned about is certain churches does sell holy scarves, holy water, holy sashcloth, something about alabaster.
Alabaster?
Some kind of box or some sort.
I can't afford
and
that.
And prayer you could go sit down in your prayer closet. And they sell these things. And they don't sell it cheap. But why I need to buy salvation, Aaron? I say, if you have ability to cast out a demon, that should be free. Just am I helping you out because you something odd with you. I can take this demon out for free. If you have the power to get some water and to turn the water on me, make me feel free.
At the very least, my tithe should contribute to the bill.
We have another caller here. Let's pass the caller through, their producer. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I didn't.
You going? So, yeah. So let's continue the conversation.
Listen, I just want to emphasize here, right, that very serious conversation.
This is a serious conversation.
Do the church and the government have a duty of care to those who call themselves Christians or of any faith, right? The Bahamas Christian Council for Christians, the government for people of faith generally, to ensure that they are not being taken advantage of by unscrupulous actors in the religious community. I think that's a very serious conversation. I also think the discussion of whether the discussion of rights, is it fair to say that one church could do these things, but another church cannot do these things because they are not the established church, or we don't believe that they are a real church? And the Constitution, I think, provides, right, some guidelines of freedom of association.
But yet they ban opia. So the Constitution does not protect it. I mean, the Constitution does protect us from freedom of religion, but on the books still, opia is banned.
I know, you say that, right? And I could see some of the policies, right? Like burying your navel string where you're born is opia.
Yeah.
And you have to have your baby in the hospital. You can't have your baby at home.
No.
That's a part of outlawing that cultural practice. Mm-hmm. I see you got a caller.
I get a caller here. Producer, pass the caller through. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
I'm happy to say I was born. And, you know, your birth certificate is what is given to you by the Catholic Church, because unum sanctum, if you're familiar with Latin, when you take Latin and you put the word S where the L should be, you got Satan. So that's the language of Satan. That's the language. The man just threatened he's going to have to put you in the lake of fire if you don't believe what you believe. And, you know, Catholic Church, those people in the Middle East, they will burn you up if you don't follow the way they follow. But unum sanctum clearly said is the papal bull. It's a trust, system of trust, where they claim that they own all your property, they own your soul, and they own all of you. That's a system of trust. That's a treaty that they signed, and that's how the Catholic Church was able to help Christopher Columbus and all the conquistadors just spread their bull all around the world by claiming people's things. Claiming it. Sorry?
No, I get it. Did you know that in March, at the very end of March, the Catholic Church renounced the doctrine of discovery? They declared that it was incorrectly interpreted, and it was intentionally done so to take advantage of and devastate indigenous people.
That's what they do.
I know, but they renounced it. The Catholic Church.
No, I didn't know that they renounced it. But how could they renounce it and then still practice it?
Pope just went to the African country to tell them, remember, you are my people. We must have no war because you are my people.
And he went to Canada. They did the same thing.
Yes,
but seriously, when you really look at it, it's a fictional institution. It's a system of SHI sugar. That is served up as looking like freedom.
Mm-hmm.
But you could clearly see it's a bank. Clearly, the church, right? We have regular banks. These are all banking institutions, even the courts, because don't forget now, the courts long time ago, you got to pay, you had to pay. They wasn't just locking you up. They wanted to take all your land. Whatever you had, you pay by that. So they just claim. We need to reclaim our dominion and take it away from these bulls, especially the ones who clearly only want to come look for my son.
Thank you very much, caller. And for that caller, I just want to remind you that hell hot. Hell hot, yeah, caller. Repent.
An important point, right?
Just letting him know.
Is it fair to, pun intended, demonize or vilify one sect who's practicing practicing the same thing as another sect, right? But you don't go after the other sect. And the caller said, in the little reference at the end there, I got you, caller, when we look at the Catholic Church, given what has been proven internationally, right, is the church policing itself sufficiently in the Bahamas? And then the question, is that the role that the Christian Council intended to fill? Yeah.
Before we go to the caller, Aaron, some time ago, one of those small churches was baptizing a lady, said she had some spirits inside her. And they held the woman underwater until she couldn't breathe.
The tragic drowning.
And they have a right that there was an intentional in murdering that woman. She's still dead. They drowned her. They held her down and her scream saying, I can't breathe. They said that was demons. So they ignore it. And they hold her and pin her down.
This is a perfect example of...
They pinned that woman down.
Who provides oversight? Who is responsible?
Oh, gosh.
And who protects children in these spaces?
We have another caller there, producer. Pass the caller through, please. Go ahead, caller. Call girl once. Okay, go on, caller. I have a text here, Aaron says, all witchcraft is evil. I agree with you. It doesn't matter who does it. The pastor you speak of was my choir teacher, and he was fired from lasting kids at school. Found this out years later. The problem is corruption. The people hiring friends, and the Holy Spirit is the only spirit people should be dealing with. Okay, I see you, Texter, right? See, my point is, Aaron, I am concerned that the Christian Council isn't protecting us. And this is why I bring this up.
I can argue with you that that's not the function that the Christian Council plays. They are a lobby group.
They need a lobby to get rid of these strange
mandate churches. Is to ensure that Christian doctrine is entrenched in government policy.
So it's about government. It's a political arm.
It's a political lobby group. It's not a watchdog agency. It's not an oversight or regulatory agency. Extend themselves in that way with each other or for their parishioners.
Let's go to the caller again. Producer, pass the caller through for me, please.
Morning, caller.
Caller, can you hear me?
Good morning. How you all doing?
I'm doing well.
Hello.
Good morning. Morning. How you do?
Yes. You know, a lot of people has come on this radio bashing the church. But these same individuals, they still have the want them, their bodies to be rolled in church and be funeralized.
Yeah, that's true. Are you talking about any of us?
No, I mean whoever does it, whoever. And then another thing, the Lord's Supper.
You know what I find?
It's only for believers.
But what happens when the church deny believers for taking the Lord's Supper? Surely no, that's a sin.
The Bible specifically, two ordinances after you get saved, after you trust Christ, is baptism and the Lord's Supper. And then in Corinthians chapter 11, he laid the foundation.
And again,
there are many sickly among you because you take in the blood, the fruit of the wine, and the body of Christ, the wafer or the bread, whatever you give. Unworthily, he said, that's why there are many sickly among you. But he is talking about believers.
Carl, I want to ask you this. What happens if the church denies you the Lord's Supper? Supper when you're a believer. You're being baptized. You're a Christian. And they say, no, this is not for you. This for us.
Well, if a person is, as a Christian, if he's living in known sin.
I just tell you he's a Christian.
He's a Christian.
I just give the preamble.
He committed fornication, he committed adultery. Now, the preacher, pastor wouldn't know that. He wouldn't know that, but he shouldn't make the Lord's Supper because that's what the Bible said. As a believer, many are sickly among you because you take in the blood and the body of Christ and word.
I appreciate you,
Scripture. We got to follow Scripture. Not what man say, not man religion, but what the Bible says.
Yes, I appreciate you.
You see, another caller, Anglicans are interesting. It's scripture, doctrine, tradition, in that order. Scripture, doctrine, tradition are the principles, right? That's how they make sense of the world.
Patrick, next caller through there, producer. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Mr. Nuri.
This is Nuri.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
When we hear about these pastors and whoever selling these candles and different water bottles and different things, they need to look for a job. They don't want to work, so they exploit the people. And that's why the Bible says in Hosea 4 and 6, my people perish because they lack of knowledge. When people are studying the Word of God, the Bible, when we look and we see Paul and Peter, do we see these characters the Bible used to do these things? Of school and different things. That's where they get their profit from, their money. That's why they can come to the people, because they know the people are not studying the Word of God. These pastors we see some of them today, they need to look for a job because they don't want work, so they come up with all kind of trickery scheme.
I hear
open
you.
In school. You cannot teach. People cannot plant the Word of God inside of you. That's the job of the Holy Spirit. They don't have an answer. If you ask them something now, in the future, what is going to happen, they cannot tell you. In Daniel 2nd, in the 8th verse, said to the king, he said, listen, king, I know what you're trying to remember, what you dream, but I don't have God who I know have the answer. You see, if man had the answer for all of what God is going to do, then this little country would have been better than it is now. They perceive the people that they have an answer. So what they do, they take on these names, apostle, bishop, and prophet. But they don't have the answer.
I appreciate you, caller. They don't have the answer. But we have a lot of apostles now. We have a lot of prophets now.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, Aaron, can a pastor be a millionaire? We have a number of millionaire pastors now.
See,
God has blessed them tremendously.
A pastor
to be
could be
umpteen million dollars.
He could be a millionaire if he has another job. If he has a job that's not being a pastor,
you got to be a pastor full time, Aaron. You can't be a pastor part time.
No, you got to be a man of faith, a man of God full time. And you could be a pastor full time.
But a pastor, but you could have a job. Sick
you,
in the shedding.
You have a job you go to when you ain't pastoring. And
I think, always pastoring.
I think a great rule to protect parishioners is the pastors must have a job. Pastors should not rely
the
on parishioners
taking care of their
to
flock.
Survive.
The job is taking care of their flock, Aaron.
Are they?
That's a different question.
Is any church, if that's the job, right?
Yeah.
Is any church in the Bahamas fulfilling that function?
My church. Let's go to the next caller. Producer Pastor calls you. Go ahead, caller. Turn on your phone. Turn on your radio. That's you, caller. Okay, we got to move on, caller. See, Aaron, my concern... Anyway, we got to take a break. It's 12 o'clock already. It's gone by so quickly. Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio in the AM. Thank you very much, Aaron.